The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
I'm Ramesh Panuru, a columnist for Bloomberg View. When Hillary Clinton's campaign said she would give a speech denouncing the alt-right, a lot of people asked, what's the alt-right? Its members call themselves alt to distinguish themselves from conservatives, whom they consider weak and out of touch. Uninterested in free markets and the Constitution, they are instead openly fixated on race. They believe in a natural racial hierarchy, one that is threatened by affirmative action and by Mexican immigration. They think Republicans should promote white racial consciousness to win elections, and they are fans of Donald Trump. Stephen Bannon, the new CEO of Trump's campaign, has aligned himself with the alt-right. That's why Clinton is attacking this previously marginal group. But Bannon says the alt-right isn't about race. It's just nationalist. Trump himself has never voiced hardcore alt-right views. He has been saying that he can win African-American votes and backing off his previous calls to deport all illegal immigrants. Perhaps he realizes that whites interested in white pride can't make a majority. He has still gotten closer to the alt-right than most politicians. His recent moves and Clinton's speech suggest that both candidates understand that the alt-right is a leaden anchor rather than a rising force. I'm Ramesh Panuru. For more View, please go to BloombergView.com or view Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg View.